Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Dr. Laura Murillo. So happy to have our guest on today, and knowing that Houston is a great, great city because of the phenomenal partnerships and partners in this city of ours, including none other than PNC Bank, and our friends out there do a tremendous job of making sure that Houston always is shining, and this is no exception. This is a very great call that we're having because we're going to talk to Dr. Tracy Whedon, President and CEO of Newhouse Education Center, and of course, representing PNC Bank, no other than Regional President Julie Suddeth. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Always, always. Julie, before I get started with the official interview, I just want to say kudos to PNC and all of the sponsors at the Harris County Houston Sports Awards outdoor event and the recognition that was given to so many of Houston's athletes thanks to the generosity and support of PNC Bank. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's our pleasure. We have so many great Hall of Famers to celebrate.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. Well, speaking of Hall of Famers, let's talk to Dr. Tracy now and the phenomenal work you guys are doing over at Newhouse Education, Tracy. So let us make sure we understand just exactly, you know, what you all are doing. And let's talk about the Lennox Reed Seminar and the annual benefit luncheon. How was that?
It was fabulous. It was our first pivot into a virtual luncheon. And we were so honored to recognize PNC Foundation because they allowed us to go into our COVID chrysalis, as I call it, rethink the work, and make a pivot that has allowed us to stretch our wings even further, impacting the Houston community through technology that they funded, our adult literacy students able to learn to read from anywhere in the city, districts able to train and coach teachers through us. And we even have our first Hong Kong cohort of certified academic language therapists who will be able to serve children with dyslexia launching because of the support of this partner. And we are so excited. Our growth has been incredible in spite of the COVID dynamic. You know, we can either get bitter or better. And because of PNC, we have gotten even better through support of this corporate partner.
Well, and you are absolutely, I like that. I'm going to borrow it. I'll make sure to give you credit for that, Dr. Tracy. We can either get bitter or better. And let's all choose better because it makes the time go much quicker and it will be much more productive. Well, I want to go back to our friend over at PNC. Julie, you know, there are so many opportunities for PNC to get engaged, but you guys have been very strategic to be most impactful. Tell us why what they're doing at Newhouse is important to PNC and how it connects to your overall strategy.
Well, the Newhouse Education Center is a critical resource for the Houston community. The work that they're doing to promote literacy in Houston and now well beyond is incredibly important. As you've now gotten to see, Tracy is an incredibly inspiring leader. And as part of PNC's Main Street model, you know, we make it a priority to go form relationships with people like Tracy and her team and community-based nonprofits who are experts on the ground, fulfilling a mission every day. And Newhouse is a shining example of the kind of organization that we aim to support because they're doing powerful work to enhance literacy. And then they have this commitment and the mission is amazing. You know, when the pandemic first began, as Tracy alluded to, everybody had to transition to a virtual format. Nye House was not alone in that, but we were determined to help them continue their mission, reach students and educators who count on them so that people weren't falling behind. And so with our grant, they boldly and quickly shifted to this virtual delivery model. And, you know, families and adult literacy did not suffer to the degree that it could have because they were able to leverage technology, and they came to us and we forged a strategy together. We're just fortunate to have the Nye House Center, and they are transforming people. You know, literacy is a gift, and everybody knows that the doors that it can be, that it can open, and reading is just critical. So we believe that investing in education is this key to the bright future for, you know, Houstonians and well beyond our local community. We know Nye House is having an impact. We're really proud to support them.
Dr. Tracy, as you know, very challenging times for nonprofits. Tell us why it's so important that other corporations and volunteers and people support the work that you're doing now more than ever, and how PNC has made a difference for you and your organization.
Such a great question, Dr. Laura. You know, it's interesting that I wouldn't be on this call had it not been for literacy. I grew up in inner city Detroit, and I had access to literacy as a form of currency. And it truly is the currency of the 21st century in a knowledge economy. Gallup just produced a report that shows that if every adult in the Houston metropolitan area could read at least a sixth grade level, it would drive $71 billion in revenue for our city alone. That's how high stakes it is. And the people who have suffered the most during COVID are those who are functionally illiterate. For me, this is a moral issue. And the thing I love about PNC leadership as I've interacted with them is they recognize it takes a village. It takes a village wrapped around people to address all of the barriers that exist due to systemic racism, systemic classism, and they are moral allies who realize that we don't have to accept mediocrity or dysfunction. We can be a difference, but it's pulling people together. It's convening people. And that's what they do so brilliantly and with such grace and with such excellence. And so as a result, I have a whole village of people I didn't have connections to before because they're forging those ties and alliances. And because of that, I can pay it forward. And I'm so grateful.
Well, all of these things make a huge difference given, again, the pandemic that we're going through. And we just want to thank you, Julie, and the PNC team for all you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Tracy.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
You too.
You as well.